This is Lake Effect for Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. A report in yesterday's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel indicates Republican legislative leaders in Wisconsin plan to introduce new legislation to streamline the permit process for mining in Wisconsin. New Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said such legislation could come as early as next week. A similar bill was defeated in the state Senate this year, but Voss and other Republican leaders are optimistic that with revisions, such a bill would see passage, which could pave the way for a new iron ore mine in northern Wisconsin. Supporters say expanding mining opportunities would bring much-needed jobs to an economically challenged region. But the bill faces fierce opposition from the leaders of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, whose land is very close to the site of the proposed mine. Those leaders came to Milwaukee yesterday to rally opposition to it on environmental grounds. Bad River Chairman Mike Wiggins Jr. spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz about why he believes this particular area is inappropriate for a mine.
Our sloughs right now are a wonderland for coyotes and wolves, and there's a lot of activity with beavers and muskrats there, you know, underneath that blanket of snow and the ice. And then from our sloughs, too, you can see a mini city out in Shawamigan Bay of people from all over the region going after fish, you know, to eat. So it's a nice place. You know, it's all driven, you know, like this big churning, whirling engine. It's all driven by clean water.
So, I mean, I think it's safe to say it's breathtaking. It's pretty breathtaking.
It's breathtaking, and really it's a manifestation of the public trust doctrine that Wisconsin has, the environmental ethic that the Bad River Tribe has carried. We meaning everybody in the state has taken care of these places, and as a result, you get Class A trout streams, you get brook trout, you get a home for the last remaining, or I think it may be one of two remaining naturally occurring spawning beds for Lake Superior sturgeon. You get really critical vital signs in terms of the perennial return of walleye and sturgeon and rice and everything like that, that tell us that we're taking care of our place, that we're doing the right thing, and that kind of symbiotic relationship, the land given to us, the waters given to us, and us given back, is intact. And it just so happens there's, you know, an economy built around that up there.
An existing economy you're talking about? An
existing economy, yeah. Yep, the tourism and all of the people that are willing and positioned to show off, essentially, and make people feel at home when they come up to our area. Because, as we all know, for a lot of the people in this nation, the things that we have are true luxuries. As it pertains to Lake Superior, shorelines, clean water, ability to go after fish, and those are luxuries.
Why did you decide to come to Milwaukee now at this point?
Well, mostly to reach out and try and encourage people to pay attention and educate themselves about what's going on with the push of the legislative piece AB 426. What's critical in our position is that AB 426 is being pushed by Madison as Wisconsin mining law, when the reality is, and if you really listen to what key legislators are saying about AB 426, it's actually a Pinocchio Hills mining law for Gogebic Taconite Mining Company. There's an effort with our trip down here to Milwaukee to look past notions of money, to look past notions of little tiny time frames like 20 years, because what's the implications in AB 426, the implications in obliterating those headwaters of the Bad River watershed are perpetual. We can try and ignore it all we want, but there's future generations of Bad River people in the Northland that are going to sit there saddled with having the very thing that makes us rich right now in real time taken from us, and confronted with the question, well, what now? In terms of living a good life, in terms of trying to make a life up there happen. And I think part of our message, too, is going to be, look at what Wisconsinites have said to these legislators. Overwhelmingly, every public hearing overwhelmingly was just full of opposition. And for us in Bad River, who are downwind and downstream of this, it truly is a matter of survival. And all of that is you know, what we want to talk about, because all of that is real, all of that matters, and you know, it's much deeper and much longer than the manufacturing of a piece of earth-moving equipment.
Chairman Wiggins, let's say the law didn't change, the current law didn't change, or new laws were drafted and they were as mindful of the environment as, you know, seems humanly possible. Would you still oppose mining in the Pinokies?
Mining in the Bad River watershed is really all I can say right now. For our tribal nation, there's the notion that we want to be here moving forward forever. So with that is just the basic understanding that obliterating the uphill regions just off the borders of our homeland that are the headwaters for waterways that flow through our place is not sustainable, is not something that will allow us to live our life and allow our tribe to be self-determinant, to be, how do you say it, part of, I guess it would be our version, living the American dream, right? Life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Mining in the Bad River watershed, because we are essentially the filter of the Bad River watershed as a nation, is not going to be something that we will negotiate and consult on. And I'm sorry to say that, but at the same time, when I look from the reservation boundaries outwards, I see manifestation of the treaties that we entered into for us to just have our little place. I see it every time I see a private property sign. When I look out from our little place there that we got, a lot of which in the context of real time when these treaties were signed was given to us as swamp. But, you know, Anishinaabe love swamps too. And it's unbelievably a rich and good life now. But those treaties and that federal trust responsibility are there as a sign of those mutual agreements we entered into so that we both could live and avoid conflict. When activities such as obliterating those headwaters come along, we see, I guess, just some simple logic that tells us leadership at the state level, at the federal level, should be able to look at that and see that just doesn't make any sense for us to do that activity there. Bad River definitely would not look to keep pushing activities that would harm your children, your baby's ability to think and reason into the future. And when you look at mercury production, heavy metals, things like that, that come with taconite industry and extractive industry, that's all there.
So what's the mood back at home?
In Bad River?
Uh-huh.
Determined. Determined. I think what I'm seeing is folks are very humbled, very ensconced into ceremonies and revitalizing even stronger those connections to our areas that are important to us. And generally speaking, lot of excitement with the coming sugarbush season and the walleye run that's associated right afterwards, right? So,
can I ask one more thing? And maybe would you like to not have to be forced to move to litigation to call on federal agencies that help to protect the treaty rights of?
Well,
do you think it's avoidable?
Do I think it's avoidable? I really don't want to comment on that. You know, the Madison legislators have the political might right now to essentially put forth whatever they want. And I definitely respect that and acknowledge that. What I'd like to see is, you know, recognition and again, examination of how catastrophic that project would be to our nation. And as a result, leadership stepping up to say, this particular place shouldn't be mined. I've watched communities rally to save historic buildings. There's a wonderful foundation in Ashland rallying to save the ore dock. I guess we have a place in this world. If it isn't attractive to rally to try and save us as a people, I would at least encourage them to rally to save those hills, and those waterways, and those trout, those spawning grounds in a bad river, and those riverways, because they're unbelievably awesome. That's as much as I can say about notions of being an adversary. I definitely don't consider this adversarial. I like to think that we're a prickly bunch that is helping people to think about things in a different way. You know, life out there, boy, coming through Milwaukee, the pace is unbelievably fast, and it's unbelievably powerful to see that skyline and stuff. Sometimes I think maybe folks could use a little reminder about some of the foundational pieces that are underneath all this concrete. You know, we're just trying to put forth a message that there's a lot to think about.
Mike Wickens Jr. is the chairman of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. He and other tribal leaders were in Milwaukee yesterday to voice their preemptive opposition to new mining legislation, which could be introduced in the Wisconsin legislature as early as next week. Wickens spoke with WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz. You can find a link to her other stories on the mining controversy in Wisconsin at WUWM.com/lake effect. Coming up next, Little Free Libraries are having a big impact in Milwaukee and beyond. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns after this short break. You're listening to WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio.